Kaylee, I'm taking off this week.
Okay.
We need to set some ground rules for Max, and I need your help to make sure that he sticks to these.
Rules for Max. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, number one, don't let him solo the cold open. He comes up with these weird dystopian stories. Number two, it's spring break, so he's going to try to slack off, make sure that he isn't sleeping under his desk. And number three, the most important, whatever you do, don't feed him after 7 p.m.
He can't have dinner?
Trust me. You ever see the movie Gremlins? It's like that, but weirder and hairier.
Don't ever feed him after midnight.
Hi, friends, and a very good Monday to you. It is March 11th. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Whether you're spring breaking, whether you're just getting to work and not spring breaking, either way, we got some weather that might get interesting as the week goes by. So let's do the first half of the week. First of all, we started the day with cloud cover. There's a weak little weather maker that came across the Red River as we slept. Tried to squeeze out a few sprinkles here and there, but the air is just overly dry. So today, the clouds scrape off to the east. Sunshine returns. It's a gorgeous day with highs pretty seasonable in the low 70s. Tomorrow ain't bad either. It's a cool morning. It's a mildly warm afternoon. It's a little breezier. There's some humidity building, which will eventually take us to the end of the week in a storm system that gets stuck west of the state of Texas. And that's where things get interesting. We'll let Max take it from here.
Big, slow-moving trough of low pressure that will move from the Pacific Northwest downward into the Great Plains over the course of the week is what is going to be the focal point for a chance for thunderstorms as we wrap up this week. Now, while that low is still positioned in the Rockies, we'll be under what we call southwest flow, and that essentially just means the winds will be ripping up there, and they will try to push up some moisture that loads up ahead of this system. Get a little daytime heating, and that could be all you need to trigger some showers and thunderstorms. So that is our first opportunity for some measurable rain. Storm Prediction Center has us, along with Northern Texas, in a area to watch as far as Thursday is concerned. Definitely would agree with that. Strong winds, some hail, certainly a possibility as this springtime system moves across the Great Plains. And if we do, that would be more pointed toward the afternoon. Then the actual cold front arrives by the time we get to Friday, and that is something that we will, of course, need to fine-tune as we get closer, but especially concerning the timing of the front could play a big role in not only wind, but how much rain we see on Friday and the severe concern to go along with that. An earlier passage of that cold front just means it's a little showery and probably a gray and cooler finish to the day. A later passage means that it is humid for longer and it'll be another day to watch for some isolated severe weather right as we are getting the weekend started. So a lot to watch to pencil in for Thursday and Friday. We'll of course continue to keep you updated.
So the weekend, it could be a little rainy. I think it is definitely cooler with a cold front or a series of cold fronts coming through. Some scattered showers are possible again on Saturday, and then maybe even for our St. Patrick's Day Sunday. Current forecast favors any sort of rain further south of us, but I do think it's breezy and it will be festively cool with highs in the upper 60s, probably sub 70 for most of us. I don't think it's going to keep us from getting out and enjoying St. Patrick's Day, but know that there might be a little bit of moisture as we're going through. And then next week, we'll tackle a stronger cold front that may make it feel unseasonably cool once again here in the month of March.
I don't think there's anything that could keep Shell from getting out and enjoying St. Patrick's Day. Just don't feed him any beer after 7 p.m. All right, gang, that is going to do it for us on this Monday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. If it is spring break week for you, hey, you know what? Just have a great week. So not jealous of you at all. If it isn't and it's back to the grind, we hope the coffee is bold and the energy is good for this Monday. Stay tuned for the latest on that storm chance forecast for the rest of the week. And in the meantime, enjoy the sunshine. Let's make it a great day.